Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever, skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, we are entering the world of storytelling, and I'm going to be talking about this new concept known as anti-nostalgia. In my book, The Art and Science of Storytelling, I talk about the importance of nostalgia. You as a storyteller, you need to be able to activate nostalgia in someone for them to feel. Let's say someone was born in the 90s and you are utilizing content from the 90s in your story. As this person is reading your story, he's going to remember a lot of the emotions he felt in the 90s, the good emotions, that is. How life was so simple back then. And he's going to attach those emotions to your story, and you have just killed two birds with one stone. You have activated his feelings and you have engaged him in your story. So in my book, The Art and Science of Storytelling, I keep trying to stress the concept that nostalgia is important. And if you want to check out the book, go on and check it out at armanitalks.com. Today though, I'm going to be talking about something different. I call it the anti-nostalgia. This is when people are nowadays turning on the 90s and the 2000s. Have you been noticing this trend recently? It's called, "We done with the 90s." Have you seen it? This is basically a bunch of creators posting lowlights of the 90s basketball. And the main reason people are doing this is to marginalize Michael Jordan's career. Within the past few months, the GOAT debate has been heating up. LeBron James versus Michael Jordan. And normally, whenever this debate is being brought up, there's always a group of people that's like, "All right, young buck, knock it off, okay? LeBron did not face great competition. Well, Michael Jordan, he definitely did. Back then, defenses were different. They actually were trying to attack the star player." What happened is that as of late, a lot of these creators are going back into the archives. They're watching 90s basketball and they're making fun of the defense. They're making fun of the talent pool in order to marginalize Michael Jordan's career. A lot of people are saying, "Michael Jordan, I mean, he's like a Jaylen Brown," which in my opinion is an insult. So Michael Jordan has been getting it as of late. A figure that sparked so much nostalgia nowadays is getting a lot of hate. But it doesn't stop there. There are two more individuals that used to spark awe, but now sparks disgust, you could say. Justin Timberlake and Jennifer Lopez. These two individuals have been getting so much criticism ever since their newest projects dropped. Rather than their projects just getting criticized, their entire career is getting criticized. The public is like, "Wait a minute, are Justin Timberlake and Jennifer Lopez even talented? I mean, what do? They steal a lot. They are culture vultures. They are very mean people. I mean, why are we even looking up to them in the first place?" So just like that, two more legacies are getting ruined. And within this week, there was this documentary that got released, Quiet on Set, that's putting Nickelodeon, the network, on trial. Nowadays, Nickelodeon is seen as the home of pedophiles. So a lot of the things that we used to look up to, nowadays we're going back to the past and we're judging it with a very critical eye. This is what I call anti-nostalgia. And you will notice something. For a storyteller, if we can activate someone's emotions, then we're golden. Just like nostalgia activates good feelings in someone, anti-nostalgia activates disgust in someone. And I would argue that both of them are just as important. So if your story is capable of activating anti-nostalgia, where it's making someone question someone that they used to admire, surprisingly, it's a good thing. In the storytelling world, it's not the intellect that is king. It is the intellect and emotions that are kings. So remember this next time that you are creating a story, and you want it to be memorable, you gotta activate some type of emotion. One type of emotion is known as nostalgia, but as of late, another type of emotion is rising. This is known as anti-nostalgia. So if you want more insights like this into storytelling, be sure to check out my book, The Art and Science of Storytelling. This book is currently available on armanitalks.com. Click shop and grab your copy today. You will learn so much about storytelling that you will not find on Google. And it's your time. You have the internet. Now all you need to do is create content for the internet. So go ahead, learn the basics, and begin creating content. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I will catch you next time.